This is Earth and Sky. Surfaces like asphalt, concrete, or roofing shingles heat up more than treetops, grassy fields, or soil. That's why some cities are 5 to 10 degrees Fahrenheit warmer than the surrounding countryside.
And if you're downwind of a very large city like Dallas or Los Angeles, you might be in a place that's rainier than normal, too. Marshall Shepard is a meteorologist at the Goddard Space Flight Center in Greenbelt, Maryland. He and his colleagues analyzed data from the Tropical Rainfall Measuring Mission, a satellite equipped with radar that measures rain. They looked at rainfall rates, how hard it's raining over a given time, over several large U.S. cities.
And what we found is that on average, in the downwind region, anywhere from 30 to 60 kilometers downwind of the major cities in the study, the rainfall rates were on average 28% larger than the rainfall rates in a defined upwind region.
Shepard says the reason is that hot air rising from urban surfaces helps form rain clouds. As these clouds are carried downwind, more rain falls. More difficult to determine is whether cities have a broader effect on worldwide weather and climate, like the broad effect caused by an El Nino or deforestation of the Amazon.
For more about keeping cities cooler, come to today's show at earthsky.org. Special thanks today to NASA's Earth Science Enterprise. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.